www.thebeatsradio.com.
Free Talk Live. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Happy Saturday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, Saturday evenings, we're here a special time between 8 and 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We just finished up, just put the final bow on our first syndicated week. We were on all week long on the Genesis Communications Network.
Very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Thanksgiving. We weren't on Thursday.
Well, we were technically on. I mean, we were on via Time Warp. Yeah. So we're very excited to be here 6 days a week now. Now we get Sundays off, and then Monday night we're back at it at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. So if you like what you hear tonight, we definitely want you to, first off, log on at freetalklive.com and keep up to date with the show. Sign up for our updates, and then we'll keep you updated as to what the latest is with the program, any new developments. And there's the bulletin board system, the chat room. There's so much for you to do online at freetalklive.com. The other thing you can do is call your local program director. If you're hearing this show on a radio station, we're probably not on during the week. We're only on right now Tennessee.
Yes, Tennessee. This is our big show.
That's right.
We're on many stations now that we're not on during the week from 7 to 10 Monday through Friday.
But you could be part of that change. All you have to do is pick up your phone if you like the show. And if you hate the show, do it for us too. Call up your local program director and say, I want to hear Free Talk Live during the week. And they'll probably tell you, all right, thanks for your input, and that'll probably be the end of the conversation. But it'll plant that little seed in their head, and that's what we're looking for. So again, log on at freetalklive.com to get interactive with us in other ways besides on the telephones. However, that is the main function of this show. The idea here is very simple, isn't it, Manwich?
It's very, very simple. All you have to do is give us a call, tell us what you want to talk about, and it's your show. We're here as your forum to speak about whatever you want to talk about, be it personal or political or current events, any of those things. Our call screener won't ask you anything invasive. It's just a situation of name, where are you calling from, what do you want to talk about, and our new question is, how are you listening to us via terrestrial radio station, internet, C-band, satellite, any of those.
Exactly. So that's another cool thing about Free Talk Live is there's all these different options for you to tune in. You know, if you're out on the periphery of one of our radio station signals, don't struggle with the static. Go ahead and log on at freetalklive.com, and you can get the show streamed to you absolutely free of charge. The archives are there free of charge, last 6 days of the show. So if you've missed the weekday shows, you can go log on right now and grab them up. They're all sitting there for you, just waiting for you at freetalklive.com. So anyway, it's the show about you. You can bring up anything you want. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, and we're live. So you call in at 1-800-259-9231, and we'll go right to your calls. Even if we're just in the middle of talking about something and speaking about that, what do you have coming up tonight, Manwich? What's on your mind?
I've got a few different stories here. Santa has been banned from skydiving in a particular county, and
he gets banned from something new every year, doesn't he?
I think it's interesting though, and it's in the name of Homeland Security, which
what?
I've got a little something to say. Santa's been banned due to Homeland Security. So
I'm imagining now a bunch of terrorists dressed as Santa Claus skydiving to some location or something like that.
Yes, it's Homeland Security now. What if?
Are we going to ban flying Elvises next? Is that what's coming next?
It's so silly what gets banned in the name of Homeland Security.
It really is.
Bugs me.
I got a security story as well, talking about the TSA, the Transportation Security Authority. They have expanded their rules recently. They are now allowing a little bit more touchy-feeliness.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that coming up.
A little more groping from the TSA.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that a benefit now?
You get a little growth with your
new tenure program for the TSA. Let's see. What else do I have? I have scientists debating the creation of hybrid human animals.
Mm.
I think that's kind of interesting. There's like monkeys with chimpanzee brains and that kind of thing going on.
I know. I was interested in hearing about that because you brought it up last night, and it sounded really good. But as things happen on this show, we always have a few different stories at the top of the show that we'd like to get to. But inevitably, your calls start coming in, and
we never get to them.
we never get to the prep. Or your emails at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we actually don't have any emails tonight, so we might actually be able to start off with one of these stories. And did you have anything else?
Oh, I've got medical marijuana has been approved in another state, and
I've got a tie-in for that as well.
Meds.
I got a tie-in for the medical marijuana thing. The Supreme Court is apparently looking at. There was a decision, I guess it was the Illinois Supreme Court, that made the decision that dog searches, unreasonable dog searches, meaning just bringing out the dogs to search, you know, to sniff around your car just for the hell of it, without having any sort of probable cause or reasonable suspicion of any sort, it's now going to the Supreme Court. So they're going to rule on this. And it's pretty frightening. So that could be coming up tonight. Also, the flu vaccines have hit the black market. And is the United States a little bit more like North Korea than you might have thought? We'll find all that out. Or maybe we'll find none of it out. Again, you can interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, personal issues or political. 1-800-259-9231. Don't hold back. Become part of the show. Take control of it. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. I'm interested in starting with, unless you had something that you really thought was hot, I'm interested in hearing about that hybrid stuff. What's that all about?
I want to hear about the hybrid story. Well, yeah. I've read it through it once. I can't tell you too much. I'm just going to read the story from top to bottom. It's not too long. In Minnesota, pigs are being born with human blood in their veins. In Nevada, There are sheep whose livers and hearts are largely human. In California, mice peer from their cages with human brain cells firing in their little skulls. These are not outcasts from the island of Dr. Maru, the 1896 novel by H.G. Wells, in which a rogue doctor develops creatures which are part animal and part human. They are the real creations of real scientists stretching the boundaries of stem cell research.
Isn't that interesting that it only took 100 years?
Yep, H.G. Wells predicted it in his Island of Dr. Moreau, and here it is.
Now, when are we going to get the time machine? That's my question.
I don't know. I mean, that seems like the most outrageous of...
It definitely is.
Teleportation and time machines seem like the most outrageous.
I think teleportation is within grasp. I think within our lifetimes we can have that.
Yeah, you could be scrambled like on the fly. Biologists call these hybrid animals chimeras, after the mythical Greek creature with a lion's head, a goat's body, and a serpent's tail. These are the products of experiments in which human stem cells were added to developing animal fetuses. Chimeras are allowing scientists to watch for the first time now nascent human cells and organs mature and interact, not in the cold isolation of laboratory dishes, but inside the bodies of living creatures. Some are already revealing deep secrets of human biology and pointing the way towards new medical treatments.
Let me see if I understood what you just told me there. You said that they're growing, they got a sheep, and they're going to put some human genes in there and somehow grow a human heart inside the sheep so they can monitor the growth process of the heart and therefore learn more about how we grow and how we develop and that sort of thing. Is that what that's
so
saying?
They claim.
Yes. So they claim. Are you suggesting there's some sort of sinister motive here?
I'm not saying they're sinister. I'm saying that
you can believe...
We have some callers who would read that into it. You can believe that what's going to happen is they're going to be harvesting organs out of these chimeras relatively shortly.
And there's going to be people that have problems with that. I would guess the animal rights activists, right?
When I was a kid, they were putting baboon hearts in humans, and there was all kinds of hoopla about that. And you know, some people don't
I say it's about damn time. I mean, if we can grow organs, regardless of whether it's a monkey or a dog or whatever that we're growing them in, or a lab, or whatever the circumstance is, if we can grow an organ to give somebody a heart transplant or a lung transplant or something like that, to where it could potentially save someone's life, by all means, let's kill the dog.
Well, you know, they'll kill a cow so you can eat a hamburger.
Yeah.
It seems to me like a much better idea to kill the cow so that you can take its liver.
Well, of course, the extreme animal rights activists would like to have it so that no animals anywhere get killed, and you can't even own the animals. These people are totally nuts. 1-800-259-9231. If there's more, I do want to hear a little bit more about this. 1-800-259-9231, unless you want to interrupt the show and take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back.
You want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No-B-O, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No-B-O to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No-B-O understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try No-B-O. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No-B-O is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-B-O. Check out their website at no-b-o.com. Type no-b-o.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No-B-O. Call 888-881-NO-B-O.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the telephone number for you to get interactive with us. My name's Ian.
And I'm Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything, whether it be personal or political, whatever's on your mind goes. So, we're talking about, you call them chimeras?
Yes. They're, you know, it's named after the Greek creature with a lion's head, goat's body, and serpent's tail. And these are the products of experiments in which human stem cells are added to the development of developing animal fetuses.
Now, what I want to know is can this go in a direction to where we'll have talking dogs soon? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. It doesn't mention anything like that in the article, but I think the article makes some interesting
salient
points.
Could we actually create a werewolf from this technology?
I can't see how that would be because there's not too many animals that change back and forth.
Okay, it would be a permanent werewolf.
Like a man-wolf.
A man-wolf, yeah.
That sort of thing. I would say that there's probably something close to that now. You know?
Do you have a problem with this, with these ideas? I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Should man not be tinkering with nature? Is it not our business? Should we stay out of this? How do you feel about it, Manwich?
You know, I say that science is going to progress forward, and you can stand there like a Luddite and say, no, if we go above 15 miles an hour, the oxygen will be sucked out of our lungs.
No, wait, what is a Luddite? Someone who doesn't like change?
No, the person who doesn't like technology.
Okay.
The only thing that's going to happen is the world's going to pass you by.
Mm-hmm.
This is, in my opinion, this is where the abortion argument stands. Technology has just progressed past, you know, any other debate of the forum. It's available now.
Right.
So that's where it's at. You can't stop it.
Continue. You're saying it's going to continue being available regardless of whatever laws you pass.
Right. Prohibition doesn't work. Didn't work in the 30s, and it won't work now.
I agree.
Let me finish this article. But with no federal guidelines in place, an awkward question hovers above the work. That's the chimera work. How human must a chimera be before more stringent research rules would kick in? So could it be a human with just a few little pig stem cells in it that they could grow a liver in and then harvest the liver for somebody else?
And who's going to set those rules? Yeah.
Yes, it's interesting. The National Academy of Sciences, which advises the federal government, has been studying the issue and hopes to make recommendations by February. Yet the range of options has received so far suggests reaching a consensus may be difficult. You better believe it's going to be difficult. During one recent meeting, scientists disagree on such basic issues as to whether it would be unethical for a human embryo to begin its development in an animal's womb and whether a mouse would be better or worse off with a brain made of human neurons.
Hey, maybe someone really could get raised by wolves, you know, like Mowgli. born to a wolf mother.
This is an area where we really need to come to a reasonable consensus, said James Batley, chairman of the National Institutes of Health Stem Cell Task Force. That's quite a name for that institute there. We need to establish some kind of guidelines as to what
I disagree. Forget, throw the guidelines out the window and let anybody do whatever they want.
Oh, God.
Because that's what's going to happen anyway. It's just like with the whole cloning issue. Okay, all right, we're going to...
This is the cloning issue,
we're
going to
ban cloning. Well, yeah, it's related. It's not necessarily making a human clone. It's genetically modified
altering
people
things,
and animals. Anyway, we're going to ban cloning in the United States. So, what did you just say? Prohibition doesn't work?
Yeah, absolutely doesn't work.
Then we're just going to have underground labs, or either that, it's just going to move outside the United States to
there's going to be a cloning
India,
in the, you know, British Virgin
Hong
Islands.
Kong. Yeah. There's going to be the scientists, they're, you know, you and I have a drive to do radio.
Right.
We love doing this show. We love getting
as evidenced by our pay.
Or lack thereof. Yeah, we absolutely love this show. We love doing radio. We love giving you something to listen to for 2 hours on a Saturday night and 3 hours a night during the week. That's our drive. That's our thing. There are people out there whose drive is to do research and to, in their mind, better the human race.
Yeah.
Whether you agree or disagree with what it is they love to do doesn't matter to them.
They're going to tinker with these.
They are going to continue doing as they wish to do. So I think we just need to provide an environment that allows them to do as they please, so long as they don't harm anybody in the process.
Well, the question then stands that the harming and who is somebody. I mean, in this issue, it's so convoluted. I mean, what...
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
You know, is a human who has a few little pig stem cells in him pig or human?
Well, what about a child? What about a child under the age of 18 where a parent gets to make all the decisions for that child? I mean, does that make them a full person at that point?
The parent doesn't get to make a decision like, let's cut out this child's liver and harvest it. Okay?
Okay, true.
I mean, yes, they do get to make some certain level of decisions, and I believe they should be, and I'm going to get into that with the tanning bed story here.
It's hard to believe that there would be such terrible people as... that science, there would be a level of science that would be so cruel and evil, although I bet it seems to me to only exist in the movie theaters. But I suppose it could happen, although I'm not willing to sacrifice my freedoms to prevent
it. They were scientists in the Nazi concentration camps. Those were scientists doing experiments on humans. But they decided the Jews were somehow subhuman?
True, but those people were being held against their will. They weren't generated from scratch.
No, so but they've...
Maybe it could be argued that if you generate a human being from scratch without having two parents consenting or whatever, if you somehow can create a human being, that it should be yours. But then we're into slavery, aren't we? So
yes.
That's not good.
Not going to work.
I'm a little stuck on this one.
It is. It's a sticky one.
Yeah.
To think that you have the answers to these things, you've just got to... This one's one that's going to have to just be backed off from.
Normally, I can apply my principle, but I can't really feel that. I can't really stuck on this one.
It's sticky.
Do you have an answer? 1-800-259-9231. I can say that without a doubt, banning it's not the right answer. I know that's not the right answer. It can't be the right answer. So what is... How would it work? How will this work? 1-800...
Let me get through this article.
259-9231.
Chimeras, meaning mixtures of two or more individuals in a single body, are not inherently unnatural. Most twins carry at least a few cells from the sibling with whom they shared a womb. Most mothers carry in their blood at least a few cells from each child they have bore. Recipients of organ transplants are also chimeras, as are the many people whose defective heart valves have been replaced by those from pigs and cows. The scientists for years have added human genes to bacteria and even to farm animals, feats of genetic engineering that allow those critters to make human proteins such as insulin for use as medicines. Chimeras are not as strange and alien as they first as they seem at first blush, said Henry Greeley, a law professor and ethicist. I'd love to be an ethicist, wouldn't you? I wonder how it pays. At Stanford University, who has reviewed proposals to create human-mouse chimeras there. But chimeraism becomes a more sensitive topic when it involves growing entire human organs inside animals, and it becomes especially sensitive when it deals in brain cells, the building blocks of the organ credited with making humans human. Greeley and many other philosophers have been wrestling with the question of why so many people believe it's wrong to breach the species barrier. Ooh, the species barrier.
Yeah, why is it wrong? I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Or do you think this is great? 1-800-259-9231.
And I got a biblical quote coming up next.
Oh, boy. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control. And if you're bored to tears by this topic, change it. Take control. Free Talk Live. We'll be back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Live 1-800-259-9231, toll free nationwide, 1-800-259-9231. And you know, you can also get in touch with us via email at ftl@freetalklive.com or read your emails live on the air. We've had some very interesting emails, to say the least, come through this week, and we really enjoy getting those. So again, ftl@freetalklive.com. We get the bulletin board system with 183 users, over 1,600 posts. I said 1,300 last night, and I went and checked it out, and we're up to 1,600 posts on there. So
a lot of posts.
There's a lot of stuff on
there. It's a very active board.
It is, and I'm very pleased with that.
And people talk about everything. I mean, really everything on that board. From, you know, what's the truth about 9/11 to... I can't even think of what some of the silly ones
are. There's silly stuff, yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of silly stuff, but, you know, people seem to have fun doing it.
Absolutely, and you know, that's what we want it there for, because we believe that the conversation goes on even after the show hours are complete. And I love logging in there and seeing a bunch of new posts and getting to respond to them. So anyway, that's all for free at freetalklive.com. The archives are there, the last 6 days' worth of the show available for download on the house, and much, much more. Again, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
We want to take your calls about whatever. Whatever you want, political, personal, some sort of rant you want to get off your chest, 1-800-259-9231. So to finish up this chimera topic,
yep.
The combination, a chimera is a combo between an animal and a human being.
Yeah, basically. Just somehow or another.
Or an animal and an animal, I guess, a different two species combined.
Yes, combined by grafted, as it were.
Whether it be just a few genes. If you got a few animal genes in you, then you're a chimera. And they said in the article that it's something that's actually been going on for a while.
Yeah.
It's just now kind of getting a little bit more attention because...
of stem cells.
Well, because of stem cells, the research is really kind of coming along and maturing, and so some people are getting concerned about it. So I guess I'm sure there are people out there that are calling...
as they should be.
that are calling for bans. Well, as we kind of touched on, I think the real issue is, as you said, what percentage? You're saying that these animals are being used to grow human organs, and
right.
Humans are having animal genes implanted in them for other reasons or whatever. Whatever the reasons are.
Experimentation.
The question is, at what point do you stop being a human? And if your brain is 51% human and 49% canine, are you a human? If it's 99% human and 1% canine, are you a human?
It's difficult. It's a difficult question to answer. I mean, when you start thinking about the differences in humans' brains, because they're not all exactly the same. They're not all stamped out of a mold by God up in heaven, popping out human brains exactly the same. They're not. I mean, people have different size cerebrums and different size cerebellums, different size medullas.
Women and men have different physical differences in their
absolutely
brains.
They do. And, they've proven that gorillas and chimpanzees can communicate via sign language. I'm not saying that they have language. I am saying that they communicate.
I communicate with my dog.
Yes, you do communicate.
Communication is possible.
Absolutely. So,
but it's a very, very interesting question, and I don't have an answer for it. And of course, it also leads to the issue of, well, if you decide that someone who's 75% human is not a full human, does that mean you can own that person?
Yeah, sure you can at that point. And you can cut out their liver and use it for your own if you need to.
What does that mean for the future? What does that mean for human rights? So very, very interesting questions.
Yeah.
And I have no answers. One of the few times where I don't really have a strong opinion on something, man.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You cornered me.
I've never seen you like this before. Many turn to the Bible's repeated invocation that animals should multiply after their own kind as evidence that such experiments are wrong. Others, however, have concluded the core problem is not necessarily the creation of chimeras, but rather the way that they are to be treated. Imagine, said Robert Dreifer, a professor of philosophy and bioethics. Apparently there's a bioethics job, too.
Only at universities.
Okay. At the University of Wisconsin, a human chimpanzee chimera endowed with speech and an enhanced potential to learn what some have called a... what's that?
For real? Is this for real? Are they saying this could happen?
This is imagine.
Oh, okay.
A person, enhanced potential to learn what some have called a humanzee. There's a knee-jerk reaction that enhancing the moral status of an animal is bad, Streifer said. But if you did it and you gave it the projections or protections it deserves, how could the animal complain?
I think it's fascinating. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Skyler in Sarasota on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to call in about the humanzee. The humanzee is one of those animals that a lot of people attribute to genetic research, but one of the more strong theories about the humanzee is that it actually is a mutation from a hybridization of another form of ape between a chimpanzee and an ape called the bonobo.
Wait a minute, wait. Is the humanzee just a concept? I'm a little unclear. Is this just a concept, or is there a humanzee out there?
There is an animal that looks very much, very human-like, that is supposedly, and now people have suggested that, basically that when they tested this animal, they found this animal that looked very human-like. They tested it, and they found that this animal had 47 chromosomes. And so they're like, wait, is this a human chimp hybrid? They suggested bestiality, they suggested all these things, and then they found out that they're just still studying it, and they think that it could possibly be a mutated hybridization of a chimpanzee and an ape, which looks kind of human-like, called the bonobo ape or the bonobo.
Wow. Can it vocalize? I mean, it can't talk. That's coming soon, right? That's not yet.
I don't know. I will tell you this, though. There is another creature out there that has 47 chromosomes and is very human-like in appearance, and that are people with Down syndrome. Have
okay.
47 chromosomes. Human beings have 46 chromosomes, but humanzee has 47, while other chimpanzees have 48. But people with Down syndrome also have 47 chromosomes. So this could just be an ape with a Down syndrome-like disease. I mean, who knows?
Interesting.
But,
very
yeah.
interesting. What do you think about the moral implications here, Skyler?
A lot of people have a problem with it, but as far as putting or advancing medical research, here's my issue with that. A lot of people also have a problem with, for example, genetically modified foods.
Which I think is just silly. Genetically modified foods are making it so crops have a higher yield, the stuff lasts longer, and
well,
probably make it taste better.
People out there, there are a lot of people out there that think that we should live off of natural food only, right? We should have only natural food, get rid of all the chemicals, right? Well, okay, where is one-third of the world's population going to go? Who are you going to volunteer to kill them? Because,
yeah.
I mean, really, what all this stuff is doing is it's saving millions and millions of lives, every year. And when you do all this research, this research, while it may seem, horrible or whatever, that, there's human DNA in an animal. Oh, the shock and horror of it all. It's like, again, I think it's really a lot of these people who have morals and, I've got such a problem with this. Well, the reason why they have a problem with it is because they don't know a damn thing about it.
That's
and they're involved
point.
In something that they have no idea. It's like, if you don't do any sort of research and you really don't know anything about it, then stay out of it.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's still some questions that are left unanswered here, though, Skyler. I mean, it's the treatment of and the rights that these chimpanzees might
have. They have rights. I want to ask you about that coming back in just a moment. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You want to talk about something else? Call in and change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you are in control.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Broadcasting.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can call in and bring up anything you want to see in here with you.
And Menwich
Saturday Night Edition, we're actually live here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. In the middle of a conversation right now about chimeras, the combination between species, scientifically combining the two for the purposes of growing new organs, for the purposes of all sorts of interesting research. Of course, when we're messing with human beings and animals and combining them together, people are bound to get angry. And we don't have an angry caller on the line right now. We have Skyler on the line from Sarasota, Florida. Skyler, you're back on Free Talk Live. But there are people, there are some other people who are out there, and I know they're calling in here. So if, we want to hear from you. The real issue that we want to address now, I think, is the question of rights. I mean, let's say they create a chimera who's 80% human and 20% dog. Does that chimera have any sort of rights? The right to freedom of speech? Is he property?
Freedom of barking?
I think everything should, you know, I think every intelligent species should have rights. I mean,
at what point do we define intelligence?
And what's a right?
60% human, 70% human? I think that's kind of the sticky issue here.
Right, or you're suggesting where does the line between enslaving them or property or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. If I can create, let's say I can create something from scratch. I mean, obviously we're glossing over the science here, as we should, because it's probably really confusing. But let's say I can create a chimera from scratch that's 75% human and 25% dog. Does that qualify as intelligent enough to be human? Or is it just under the, you know, under the radar and I can own this thing and basically have it fetch my newspaper for me in the mornings?
How about intelligent enough to ask for its freedom?
Now, that's an interesting qualification. I think that's where we're going to leave it. Skyler, any final comments?
Just that there are plenty of other species of animal out there that can speak plenty. You think of Coco the gorilla or Rico the border collie. They just discovered that this dog has a vocabulary of 200 words and can fetch items by name. So there are other animals out there that can communicate, so that shouldn't be the sole basis of determining, the rights of an animal.
I agree with that. It's a developing issue, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Thanks for the call, man. We're going to move on to Arizona and talk to Jason. Jason, what's on your mind?
Hey, I've been listening to you, and I have so much to say. I'm on my computer. I actually wrote an outline so I wouldn't forget.
All right, Jason. Geez, that's better than we do. what's on your mind? We may not be able to get to all of it, but go ahead.
I'll do my best to go as fast as I can. Okay,
well, let's keep it as coherent as we can, but go for it.
Right. What is a human? A, does it have a soul? What is a soul? B, is it conscious? Does it have a consciousness capable of independent thought and or free will? C, a baby is, according to Roe v. Wade, is not a human in the mother, not until the head comes out of the vaginal canal. So that brings up other moral questions on what is a human. So if it has... If we're created by God, and any meddling whatsoever is completely against ethical and moral barriers. Any meddling with the human genome is unacceptable.
What are you basing that on? That's just what Jason thinks. Is that what you're basing that on?
I'm basing this on two ways to look at the world. Basically, we're a cosmic accident, and we're no better than anything else, that a chipmunk has as many rights as I do, or God created us, and he created it higher than
I disagree. I disagree that there are more than two ways to look at that. If you agree with the cosmic accident thing, that doesn't mean that you have to say that chipmunks have rights, because animals, the reason why animals don't have rights, Jason, is because they don't have responsibility. You can't have rights if you don't have responsibility to back them up. So I'm sorry, I disagree with you there. What about
right.
you, man?
And
how do you feel about that?
Why are we jailing people because they didn't feed their dog for 2 days? Isn't that right?
It's what do I think about it? I think that the people are interesting about how they're going to, you know, I mean, they impose their will on other folks. I mean, I've been over in countries where I saw a man just with a big old stick beating the hell out of his donkey because it wouldn't go the direction he wanted to. I mean,
they eat dogs in China.
I mean, you know, it's not a situation of rights. It's a situation of what the public stomach will tolerate, really. You know, I mean, I don't think that the animals particularly have rights in that respect, according to the law. I think that it's a situation of, you know, what will people tolerate. I hate the idea that someone would abuse their animal, and I do think that they should be jailed for it, personally.
I think that it's a tough issue, and you know me, man, which I'm such a sucker for animals. I love my dog, and
I
hate to see...
6 years. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I would hate to see any harm come to my animal, but when it comes to somebody else, I mean, of course, proving that person is abusing their animals is a tough thing to do. I think the right answer, man, which is ostracism, social ostracism. If you find out that somebody down your block is a wife beater, or of course, wife beater is a human thing, they could be locked up for that, but a dog beater, then they should just be shut out. They shouldn't be allowed to come into people's businesses. They shouldn't be communicated with, and let them go somewhere else. Go to Dog Beater Land, and they can all live together and raise dogs and beat them together.
Well,
right, I understand.
My opinion is jail them, personally.
I don't want to pay to have somebody like that in jail. That's $40,000 a year you're asking for, man.
That's right. That's
it
right.
Is truly,
I mean, you're
Jason, I know you
somebody.
Got Jason, I'm sure you have more to say, so I'm going to let you come back and make a few more points. Hang on. 1-800-259-9231. We did kind of trail off there. 1-800-259-9231. It is a contentious issue, and we want to hear from you. How do you feel about it? Should we be allowed to tinker with nature? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Change the topic if you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserve has prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Show is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of it just by dialing toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Good evening. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Happy Saturday night to you. We're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, in the middle of talking about kind of a new issue to mankind. I mean, it's a science that's been around for a little while. It's just now maturing. We're talking about the creation of chimeras. And as I understand it, it involves crossing genes, crossing DNA, combining human beings with some sort of animal species in order to get some benefit or grow new parts or just do research.
Mm-hmm.
So the questions that we're coming out of this with are, well, what really defines being human? If you're 75% human and 25% dog, does that make you human? Our earlier caller, Skylar, suggested, well, maybe the litmus test for whether or not that person should have the ability to be a free man is whether or not it can ask for its own freedom. But then again, if you raise it in the right way and doesn't have any concept of what freedom might be, maybe they would never ask. So, interesting. Very interesting. We're going to go back to the phones, though. Let's go back to Jason in Phoenix. You're back on Free Talk Live.
All right. We did digress a little bit, thank you, away from main point.
We do that all the time, Jason.
The main issue of the point is, what is a human?
Yeah, I would say that's true. I think you boil it down.
What? I mean, A, B, C, D.
I think with that
what
first question, you're going to have
a human. And this is the defining issue of our generation. If we as a society, as a culture, as a world, if you want to look at it globally, get this quote-unquote wrong, then amazing oppression is going to come to the world, and it's going to be like, I hate to say it, to put it against something as cheesy as Planet of the Apes, but it'll seem something like Planet of the Apes. But then, okay, they didn't have rights. They were animals, except they could talk, they could think, they had free will, but they had people lording over them and oppressing them, and then they, you know.
What I want to know is how is this a turning point? It seems to me like we're going towards oppression anyway. I mean, regardless of what the answer to that question is, it seems to me that with George Bush or John Kerry in the head office of this country, we're going down that path anyway. How is this going to somehow divert us away from that path?
Well, I believe that as well. But the cultural, ethical, and moral fiber of society in general. If we view chimeras with 12% human genome, 5% pig, and the less rest and panty as slaves, or even 99%.
It's like a little
human,
mixed drink, huh?
Right. If we view them as not sentient beings, able to have the ability to have a consciousness capable of independent thought and or free will, then we will degrade as a society. Now, if we choose that, say, hey, you know what? This is probably wrong. We shouldn't mess around with what...
You know, I'll tell you what, Jason, I wish we had more time, man. We got to let you go, buddy. 1-800-259-9231. We are going to come back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. And you can take control, change the topic. Anything goes. It's your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold and...